Commercial salmon fisheries opened over the weekend in northern southeast Alaska. State biologists are forecasting weak to average returns for the region, which has been the recent trend in even years. But as KTOO's Casey Kelly reports, fishermen should continue to benefit from a trend toward higher prices.
2004 was a strange year in Southeast, according to Alaska Department of Fish and Game Juneau Area Commercial Fisheries Manager Kevin Monagle.
2004, we had what some people are calling that drought summer, incredibly dry summer, very prolonged, very little rain. And what we saw from that is those fish couldn't enter freshwater. They held at stream mouths for weeks, if not months. And obviously, the spawning success was very poor.
That triggered a trend, good to average returns in odd years, average to poor returns in even years. Monagle says 2008 was one of the worst seasons on record for pink salmon, the bread and butter fish of Southeast Saners. It's 2 years later, and he expects more of the same. The 2010 forecast calls for a commercial pink salmon harvest in Southeast of about 19 million fish, less than half the recent 10-year average of 40 million pinks.
And primarily, northern Southeast Alaska is really where the holes are.
The state doesn't have an official forecast for northern Southeast sockeye, which spawn up the Taku and Chilkat rivers in Canada. Monagle says Canadian officials estimate about 200,000 reds will reach Alaska this summer, slightly below average. Southeast fishermen generally catch sockeye while targeting hatchery chum, which Monagle says is one of the few relatively bright spots this year.
The one attraction for the Saners on the north end is the Hidden Falls chum salmon fishery. That does attract a lot of effort. The price of those fish is as high as we've seen it. There's huge value in those fish. And in Hidden Falls, they had a couple years of weaker returns than normal, but the last couple years they've been getting back into their average zone.
The Hidden Falls hatchery on the Chatham Strait side of Baranoff Island is operated by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association in Sitka. Ensurah and Douglas Island Pink and Chum in Juneau produce most of the dog salmon harvested by the Southeast Fleet. About 1.6 million chum are expected to return to Hidden Falls this summer. DIPAC Executive Director Eric Prestigard expects a return this year of about 2.1 million chum in Lynn Canal and Taku Inlet combined. After higher returns in 2008 and 2009, he says that's closer to the long-term average. But Prestigard admits you never really know.
We guess and guess and guess, and when the season's over, it's when we really know.
One thing that bodes well for fishermen is the recent price of hatchery chum, which has been on the rise since the early 2000s. According to the McDowell Group, the dock value of DIPAC salmon in 2001 was $2.6 million. By 2008, that number was $9.9 million. Prestigard says the big factor wasn't more fish, but that the fish were worth more.
8 years ago, the price for chum salmon was down around 15 cents a pound, and it's probably going to be up, this year, probably 65 to 70 cents a pound on the grounds. That's a phenomenal increase.
Prestigard says better marketing, along with processing and quality improvements, are responsible for the price increase. It remains to be seen how many boats participate in this year's northern southeast commercial salmon fisheries. Fish and Game's Monagle says the number of gillnetters can range from 40 to 50 boats to 100 or more at the peak of the season. He says a few southeast Saners might test the northern waters, but if they don't find any pink salmon, they may spend most of their time down south. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.